Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ryan, would you calm down?
I apologize. Not really sure what I was doing there.
You know, people like to know the behind the scenes of the show. There really isn't much behind the scenes.
The behind the scenes of that comment is, we just came on and you said, Ryan, calm down. I was just sitting here.
I was going to say.
Like, what's happening?
A lot of times people ask me, like, is Ryan really like that?
Like what?
They don't specify. It's just known. And my answer is, yeah.
Well, except when you just make stuff up, like
but
you just did.
That's the behind the scenes that I'm going to bring on stage right now.
Okay.
Which is, I am always amazed at your ability to improv the most ridiculous things on cue. But what people don't always know is you have no idea it's coming. Like, I could open up this segment talking about something incredibly serious about my life, and it could be heartfelt, or I could say something like that. But I don't know when I say, Ryan, would you just calm down? That might spurn a conversation that becomes Annie Fry Show lore.
Oh, yeah.
And you're making it up as it's happening.
I have no clue. That's the best part of the job. I'll do a lot of research and make sure I know about, you know, the real topics, at least well enough to have the discussion. But I also know about a lot of crap. And I can bring that at any time.
There is a lot, people, when they ask about what goes on behind the scenes, whatever happens on the air is, I'll be generous, almost never pre-planned or prepared.
No.
The conversation, that is. We do a lot of research, as you say, but the conversation, there are a lot of times where we sit in the studio, we intentionally don't talk to each other because we want to have those conversations on the air with you.
Yeah. It also makes our friendship seem very strange because we don't ever talk outside of the radio.
We don't talk a ton.
Not a lot. I mean, a little bit,
but I've thought about that before. Like, should there be more off-air conversation? And I'm like, I talk to you guys more. I'm sure, Ryan, you might be the person I talk to the most in my life.
Yeah, likewise.
I'm good. I don't need to.
Yeah, we're fine. Let's move on.
The extent of Ryan and I's relationship really is AI memes in our Twitter DMs. That's about it.
Yeah.
Or just insulting each other as we walk by each other.
Yeah, that does happen.
As a sign of affection.
Well. Eh, sometimes. Depends on the day.
So, flu has entered my house.
Uh-oh.
Daughter.
The influenza virus?
B.
Oh, you know which number.
Did you know?
At least it's not
a letter.
C.
Did you know? It was C, but that was for control. Did you know that you can buy flu tests at Walgreens?
Didn't care.
You don't want to know if you have flu?
No.
Why?
Because I want to keep coming to work like a good soldier.
As a fellow soldier in
He's
the battle
at the look
for
I gave him.
What? I would like you to know that you have flu and keep that ish at home.
Well, good thing I don't ever get those tests. Then we never know.
Okay. I just would like to establish that because you don't test for it does not mean you don't in fact have it.
That is factually incorrect.
I don't know. You ever seen an ostrich?
Excuse me? Yeah. I mean, yes.
I think I know where he's going with this.
What?
He's going to say if you haven't seen one, you don't know if they exist.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
I'd pick a more obscure animal.
No, they stick their head in the sand.
Oh.
You guys, they stick their head in the sand and they think you can't see them. That's me and the flu.
Are you sticking your head the flu right now?
You can go to Walgreens and buy a test. And it tests for COVID, flu A, and flu B. I did not know that. I thought we'd have to go to the doctor to get that. So we ran this morning. She woke up miserable, 102 fever. Because I wanted to tell her. She had a basketball game tonight. I wanted to tell her, suck that up, girl. Just go. You'll be fine. Use some tissues. Bring some antibacterial hand sanitizer. And they took her temperature and it's 102 because she was miserable. And I'm like, God, well, what do we do now? Well, I know that if you take Tamiflu quickly enough, it can really eliminate, not eliminate, but like really soften the blow. That's what I've been told. We have taken Tamiflu in our house before, and it has had that effect. So Jared runs to Walgreens. I'm like, I think you can get, I looked on Walgreens' website. I think you can get these there. So he went and got one. Come back, gave her the test. Flu B. I'm not really very happy about that. I was like, we were on the side of time off of work and school. Like, now we're back in it. But now we're back out of it.
Yeah.
And I'm praying that I don't get it.
I get that. Although there is a way around that. You don't do the test.
You
ostrich.
No. Yep. If she would have tested negative for those things, the second that she, like, you know, when is she fever-free without the medicine? TikTok, 24 hours, you get back in there. I don't care if you've got some sniffles. As long as you're not going to be spreading flu or whatever else is out there to other people, tough it out. You don't...
Do you guys have the rules where if you don't go to school, you also can't do blank after school
activities? Like the school rules or Fry rules?
Fry rules.
I wouldn't say it's a hard and fast rule, but it's definitely a school rule.
We used to have, when the kids were younger, now we feel like they've gotten to the point where we can trust that they're not saying, oh, I don't feel good because I want to stay home from school. But we used to have
a rule. It's getting better? I thought the older that you got, the worse.
No, it's gotten better because, well, I mean, we just didn't know. When they were little, if you wanted to stay home and just, you know, eat soup and ice cream and watch TV, we'd be like, well, we can't really incentivize that. So we had some rules like, oh, yes, you can watch a little bit, but you can't watch much, and you're going to eat this and that to make sure that they weren't trying to stay home.
I've always thought the likelihood of faking it was more as they got older.
Well, I think that's probably true, but we've gotten past the stage where we think they're doing that. Now, maybe they would go back in it, but we haven't seen it.
No, well, maybe your kids are just better than mine.
Yeah, they might be.
Probably.
I am... Do you get, if somebody in your house is sick, do you just like start to feel sick? Like I needed to go. I had to go find Trisha or Julia. And I'm like, do I have a fever? Because I'm starting to feel like it. And they both put their hand on my forehead and they're like, And I think when you test somebody for fever, when you think that it might be the case, it's probably not a fever. You can tell when it's there. When you put your hand on someone who's got like that 101 whatever plus fever, it's like, oh yeah, you're burning up.
So you're saying that sometimes when your family gets sick, you also get sick out of pure compassion?
More fear than compassion. I don't know if I'm just being anxious about it. Here's a question. If I end up getting flu, do you want me to come in and do my job?
Ooh. Yes.
Ethan, do you?
No. I know why
you just
Ryan's
have to wear
yes.
a mask.
Huh? Okay.
Not an N24 either. One of those just junk masks that didn't do anything.
I'll just wear a mask but cut a hole in it where my mouth is so I can play the tuba or whatever stupid stuff we did then.
I had a mask like that for flying once. That was
for flying?
You had to wear a mask.
Oh, like on the airplane.
On the airplane. Not for when I would be like, oh, I think I feel like taking off of my jetpack.
I was thinking like you were a pilot, which is quite a thought.
Before I was here.
Did you ever get any serious like threats or anything or warnings about not wearing a mask?
No, but there was a guy next to me on a flight coming home from probably Florida. It was somewhere else. Where he was like, oh, I'm on a business trip and I hate... He flew all the time. Mm-hmm. And he was so sick of it that he goes, I just hold these nuts and... I just hold these peanuts in my hand.
Thank you.
That's safe.
The whole flight. And so I just keep my mask below my chin. And anytime they come by, I'm just holding these peanuts.
Eat a nut. Trisha's going to come in with us for X's and Y's, speaking of. So we're going to ask some boy-girl questions later. But if she's listening right now, I need to know, Trisha, text me. If I get flu, would it be better if I came in? Now, if I don't come in, who has to do more work?
Me.
Yeah.
That's why I want you to still come in. Tough it out.
Do you want me to be over here just like... yeah. snotting yeah. and
well, you just
sneezing.
Did it, so you may as well do it for 3 hours.
Yeah, wasn't
hours
it gross?
Tomorrow.
No, it was fine. The audience just texted me.
Yeah.
They said it was fine.
314-241-9797. You can text Ryan and tell him if I am sick, whether or not I should come in or not.
Oh, what? My gosh. Overwhelmingly, yes.
Oh, gosh. Yes, that
coming
is also
the
science poll. What is protocol in 2025? We are 5 years removed from COVID. You were supposed to come in, come hell or high water, before COVID happened. And then, if you are somebody who coughed in public during COVID, how dare you cough in public? And Ryan, you would know this because if somebody with cystic fibrosis, you cough just...
I cough all the time.
As a
just
rule.
For fun.
Especially,
pretty good at it, too.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten very good at it. I'm a pro.
Are we back to... I think we're pretty close to it.
Back to what?
Toughing it out. Because people would not come into work for fear of shame from their coworkers.
Yeah, we're back to it, but not publicly. Nobody at your company would ever say it. Nobody would ever put that online anywhere. Like, nobody wants to be the person saying, "Ah, just get over it," other than maybe Matt Walsh. he would say that about anything.
Everybody serves a purpose.
But I think that we are to a place where it's kind of like, well, how sick are you? But nobody would say it.
Why wouldn't you?
I would.
We say
I'm
about,
saying it right now.
We say it about you when you're not here.
That I should have gotten over it and come in?
Yeah. Except for, isn't that an autoimmune disease?
CF?
Yeah.
It's genetic. I mean, it definitely plays into lots of other things.
Yeah. Anytime you get a cold, we're all like, are you going to the hospital?
I might be.
Yeah.
You never know.
For sure. Like, he needs to be.
Because that's the thing. I'm on many antibiotics all the time that if something breaks through, I'm like, uh-oh, Iron Man's going down. This guy says from the text line, not sure. Oh, wait. He says, feeling under the weather, take 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar.
Oh, that's a chore.
1 tablespoon of lemon juice. And then 1 tablespoon of honey. It will kill any germs, and you will not get sick from this.
That sounds like how I clean my shower.
With honey?
I'll just lick it. The honey part was a turn.
You think the honey's there just to
make
get rid
down?
Of the other?
No, it coats your throat. And also the honey, true. The like the natural, what is it that is in honey? There's like a...
Sugar.
Well, yes, but a natural source due to the bees and the pollinating and all that stuff.
Yeah, natural source of
that also is a direct quote from the science.
That is.
Sorry.
Ethan, did you know that one time I went and got Annie some honey for her birthday or Christmas? I don't remember which.
And she ate the whole bottle.
And I got it from a local hive. And they told me, oh, don't worry. Just come out. We'll show you the hive and you'll get some honey. And no bees will sting you. And I definitely got stung while I was there.
You got stung for Annie Fry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I did.
It's a pretty good friend, Annie.
Trisha texted me back, and she said, how much flu are we talking? How's your voice sound? Are you coherent?
And?
That's when I asked her if I should come in if I'm sick. If I get flu
Those
from
are
my
good
daughter,
questions.
The question is not, did you test positive?
It's are you coherent?
How positive?
Like, and, like 50% positive, 80% positive.
Paige, our friend Paige, texted and said, B, how do you say this, Paige? Can you send it again phonetically?
B, Ryan got stung by a...
Propolis?
B propolis?
B, as in buzz. B, not like, go do this. Two E's. The thing that makes B, like, honey, good for you.
Ah.
P-R-O-P-O-L-I-S, propolis?
Oh,
got it. Okay.
Paige, dumb it down for the Annie Fry show.
Propolis.
Specifically.
Yes. Propolis.
Propolis.
That's where the pollen comes from.
You were pronouncing it wrong, and
propolis.
Me and Ethan didn't understand.
She sent it phonetically. Thank you.
Following now.
Propolis.
Okay.
Thank you, Paige.
Now we could start over and say it like we're smart people.
It's what the bees do because of the queen and the hive. They make honey.
And the stripes. Yellow and black.
Yellow and black. I mean, this is all part of the well-known...
I know
thing.
More
buzz,
about
buzz.
The arrest of Nicolas Maduro than I know about bee pollen. But thankfully, we have Paige. And I know she knows her stuff. She's a health nut. Sports and local with Ethan next. And X's and Y's at 2:30. Trisha's going to join us. Probably sit across the room from me while I'm determining how much flu I may or may not have. I don't think I have it right now. But starting to get a little hot and cold in here. No? Yes?
No, it's just you, but you're fine.
I'm fine. I only had a little flu. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yeah.
Sports and local.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And now, Ethan comments on the name of the segment.
I feel like I've been doing a better job of coming up with something to say or to go with, kind of to go along with it. Today, I got nothing.
Okay.
Okay. Well, then just do the news.
That's pretty defined of him. Like, the only thing he had to do was comment on it. And yeah, he's like, I'll pass.
Okay.
Sports and local.
This too shall pass.
I'm going to comment about how I was supposed to comment. It's basically what that wanted me to do.
Yeah.
When will then be
Ryan.
Now?
Soon.
Very soon.
By the way, I watched the Amazon Prime Spaceballs, so not the made-for-TV one, with my kids. Do you know what that movie's rated?
No.
PG.
Is it?
It's got an F word in it.
Does it really?
What were you doing to us, children?
That's amazing.
Yes.
There's scenes that I'll go back for, like from the Goonies we watched recently.
Yeah, you watched that with your kids?
That I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
The wiener scene?
I don't even remember
on the
now.
Statue. Where
I
they
just
put
remember
it on
there are
down.
Certain scenes, like the bathroom scene with the guy getting shot up while he's sitting on the toilet and stuff, that I think were cut for TV. Scenes I'd never
you
seen.
You don't even
before.
Know what's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched the movie version. And I was in the kitchen, and the TV's in the room right next to it. It's kind of open concept. And the kids are in there watching Spaceballs. And the F word hits. I go, what? Was that the F word? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, isn't this rated PG? And they checked. Yeah, sure is. 80s.
PG for what? 1982 or whatever, four?
A little later than that, I think. I don't know. Anyway, sports and local. Sorry.
You guys know me. I am going to find every opportunity that I can to talk about sports. The problem is that it's been a little bit slow.
Mm-hmm.
Last couple of days here in the area. So today we're going to talk about Illinois State football and figure skating.
Yay! I love figure skating.
What about Illinois State football?
Yeah.
They made it to the FCS National Championship, which is the FCS is the lower level of Division I college football. Still very good competition when it comes to college football.
Can a team that plays in the FCS, can they play in the FBS championship, or is it's completely separate?
Separate.
So it's not like being a D1 team that plays in the NIT.
Correct. Different. This is a different thing. The NIT is the teams. It could be any level of college basketball at the Division I level that is not good enough, did not make the NCAA tournament. Because football is so different in the level of talent.
And physicality.
They split the Division I level into two classes. The FBS, which is, you know, unless you make the college football playoff, you play in bowl games. And the FCS, where the top 24 teams make it to a big old tournament playoff. And Illinois State was not expected to go anywhere near the top, or the end of this tournament, the end of the national championship. And they did. And the saddest part is they ended up one play away from winning the national championship. They took it to overtime against one of the top teams in the country, Montana State. And they even had the lead in overtime. They took a 34-28 lead, but the PAT got blocked. So all of a sudden you're like, oh, they're in a tough spot. But things looked good. The second round of overtime when they were up by six, or I guess the second leg of the first part, Montana State, 4th and 10, and they're one play away from winning the national championship. And unfortunately, they had a 15-20-yard touchdown pass on 4th and 10, and they made the PAT, and Montana State won the game 35-34. Mm. So a very exciting, dramatic FCS national championship last night. So congrats to Illinois State, semi-local, I mean, a couple hours away,
on a wonderful season right now. Have somebody who went to Illinois State or maybe did themselves. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you said point after touchdown, I just was reminded that there was a movie called It's Pat in 1994 with Julia Sweeney.
And it was about football.
Not so much.
Should they make It's Pat in 2026?
Heck yes, they should. And it should still be Julia Sweeney doing the same character, just a little older.
Any other thoughts on It's Pat?
I think she was already talking about that.
I know. I want to know if she has any other thoughts.
We'll talk about it in X's and Y's at 2:30. Have you seen It's Pat?
Me?
Yeah.
God, no. Of course
do you know what Pat, the character from SNL, was?
I know nothing.
Are you kidding me?
Don't act like you're surprised.
No. We'll show him a video in the break.
Okay. And maybe we'll come. Maybe we'll lead in with X's and Y's with
yeah.
it.
Okay.
The question is, never mind. The question is the question.
Yes, it is. The whole cover of that whole poster for It's Pat is just a question mark with Pat standing on it.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. You can't say that in 2026.
Told you guys Illinois State was coming. It came. And now? It's figure skating time because the U.S. Figure Skating Championships are coming to downtown St. Louis. Ice skaters are eyeing a spot in the upcoming Olympics, which are taking place next month, and they'll have the opportunity to qualify. I believe that this is in part an Olympic qualifier, and so it's a huge week not only for everyone competing, but also for the area. It's said that there'll be roughly 5,000 visitors in St. Louis as a result of the figure skating championships. The economic impact expected to be around $20 million, with $14.5 million of direct spending just from these figure skating championships. So kind of cool to see an event like that come to St. Louis in preparation for the Olympics. A couple years ago, I think it may have been before the 2020 Olympics, The gymnastics world championships were here as a qualifier, and that ended up being a huge event here in St. Louis. So it is a constant that St. Louis packs out these kinds of events.
Ethan, who's your favorite figure skater of all time? Mine's Brian Boitano. You can't take that one.
Tonya Harding.
I'm trying to think of the ones that I know.
Nancy Kerrigan.
It would be those two. Those are the two that I know.
Brian Boitano and Nancy Kerrigan?
No. Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan.
Oh, okay. What about favorite Olympic gymnast? Mine's Dominic Mociano.
Gymnasts?
Mine's the cricket. What about you? Gymnast cricket.
Oh, there's
all right, FCS football and figure skating.
Mm-hmm.
Are we good?
So figure skating, though, my favorite part of it, I just want to mention this as a native St. Louisan, and they're coming here, is the relationships between the skaters.
Shut up. Annie, do you want me to talk about, I can talk about Mardi Gras, I can talk about the Alton sinkhole, I can talk about St. Louisans that are making the U.S. Olympic
sinkhole,
hockey team.
Sinkhole.
Sinkhole, and we'll wrap it up.
Okay, sinkhole time. Well, we've talked about this kind of updated throughout the past, I don't know, it's probably been getting close to a year now that I've been doing the Sports and Locals. And I think I've updated this on this a couple of times, but the Alton sinkhole happened several years ago, and they still have not fixed it. But they are starting to finally work and get some progress going. They are currently on site this week, workers, officials, and they are beginning the exploratory phase by pumping out thousands of gallons of water from the sinkhole that spawned a year and a half ago into a nearby drain. Officials say the water must be removed before crews can examine what is happening beneath the surface at Gordon Moore Park in Alton, Illinois. Residents, meanwhile, are glad that the inconvenience of the sinkhole has been brought up and is being addressed finally. The testing, which will also reach depths of about 100 feet. The estimated cost and the lab work for this is $24,000. So I'm sure that is not money that Alton was planning on spending about a year and a half
ago. That sinkhole is pretty freaky.
$24,000 for a pool, though?
I don't know how many
not
people.
Not a bad price.
All right, I was wrapping it up. Ryan, why don't you take it from here?
I think that we will have a great segment for you next. It's called X's and Y's.
Man, he's coming after my job hard.
And I think that it'll be a good segment, though.
You just said that. It's the only thing you said. And I like that you're not confident enough to say it will be. You're considering the possibility.
I would imagine that there is a chance.
Who's our guest coming in?
Trisha.
And she is a?
Militia member.
Girl. Oh. She's a girl. She's one of the girls.
Oh.
All right, get It's Pat up for Ethan.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
We'll
do. Don't
go away. I so good.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
X's and Y's.
Well, if you want to throw a question our way, you can text us at 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797, and we might throw it in here. Before the show is over, the YouTube live chat poll, should the Senate pass a SAVE Act, which would require proof of citizenship to vote in all federal elections? Go to the NFR YouTube channel to vote there. You can leave comments as well. Ryan, people are going to text you, but why don't you start it off with your question? This is X's and Y's, where we ask questions that basically are across genders. So we're going to ask questions that start with phrases like, why are women like that? What's your question?
Can men ever wear makeup socially? Is it ever acceptable?
This is a weird take, but I think that the socially acceptable makeup for women, Trisha, help me out here. Like, you shouldn't be wearing makeup that brings people's attention to your makeup. Like, a successful application of makeup should enhance who you are. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't take over who you are. So the amount, like, what the makeup I wear for the show, specifically for the YouTube, is more makeup than I would wear. Like, oftentimes I would leave here and go coach practice or something like that. I have wipes in my car and I take most of my makeup off for that.
I would consider that professional makeup, and men can wear professional makeup. Are you asking if, like, you can come in with makeup on tomorrow and it's...
I'd really recommend it, maybe. It's something you should try.
I'm asking if I came in with makeup, if you guys would make fun of me.
Are you doing it professionally for the stream, or are you doing it...
It's even better if he's...
Yes, I want to look like Clockwork Orange.
Yes, the you're fine.
I actually think that if men wanted, I think, especially when I was younger, the amount of makeup I would put on would have to do with the clearness of my skin at any given time, like especially mm-hmm. in high school. I kind of feel like men should be able to cover up.
That's kind of my next question.
A blemish, like if you wanted to.
If you had a zit.
But if you're doing that, it really shouldn't be obvious. If you do it correctly, it shouldn't be obvious that you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I think I probably, I haven't had a zit in a long time, but if I did, I think I would probably do something about it.
Ethan, you wear makeup.
I do?
No.
Just lipstick.
He's not, he doesn't play the game like you do.
No, he doesn't.
Ethan's like, you're a dirty liar.
I don't like the premise of that question.
Yeah.
Actually, the only time that I've really had to is when I have done the TV fill-ins mm-hmm. A couple of times here in the last...
A little powder?
Couple of years, yeah, where you know...
D-shine?
Mm-hmm. That was my first experience with it, so Hannah had to kind of help me along and teach me, which was a, you know...
She gave you a nice winged eye?
She did, actually.
Just one?
Just one.
That's like Clockwork Orange.
Just one. Clockwork Orange, is that what that's like? Okay, I was wondering.
What do you think, Trisha? Should men...
I initially, when Ryan asked it, I thought, it's going to be weird when he walks in with it. But I think I might have changed my mind. If you want to wear makeup, wear makeup. If you
eyeliner.
Yep, go for it.
Blush.
Yep.
LV commented, and I'm assuming that it's LV is a man, says, I use skin-colored zit medication. Does that count as makeup? I think that's how men get away with it being, like, it's just tinted.
Yeah, it's just medicine. It just looks like
it's like it's just tinted lip balm. Yeah.
What about painted fingernails off of that?
No.
Interesting. This is a trendy thing.
Yes.
And it's not just, like...
Are there baseball bros painting their nails? I mean, not catchers.
Yeah. I know several people that would consider themselves, you know, masculine guys that now paint their fingernails.
Why?
What color?
It's not like usually pink. I've seen black mostly, but it's something I've seen. I don't know. I haven't asked.
So they're doing it purely for cosmetic reasons, though.
I would assume
just
so.
Just to look cool.
I would assume so, yeah.
How does that make you feel?
I don't
as
like
a
it.
Man.
I don't like it.
Annie as a woman?
I'm never going to waste my energy worrying about anybody else's nails.
You're not?
I'm not looking for a partner. If Jared came home and started painting his nails, we'd have to talk about that.
What would that conversation be? Play that out.
Dude. That would be it. Although, I will say, he has the nicest man nails. I get mad at them.
It's not where I thought this was going.
Where?
I don't know where I thought it was going. I just didn't expect
this. No, he has the nicest nails, and he works with his hands. They shouldn't be that nice. I'm really mad at him. They
Does
probably
he spend a lot
should
of
be
time
painted
on them.
No, it's what makes me more mad.
Could be a hand model.
I say that to him, and that's why
it's like Zoolander,
Jason yeah. Alexander, and what's his name,
yeah.
George.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't there an episode about that?
Yep.
Yeah. I've got a question for the room, X's and Y's here. When you're at the drive-thru with your spouse, who does the ordering? So you're both sitting in the front seats. Is it always the person who's in the driver's seat? Is it always the man? Is it always the woman? You got a car full of people or whatever. You're at least ordering for the two of you, maybe the whole carload of you. Who orders at the drive-thru?
Always the person in the driver's seat. And it's unspoken. Never really discussed it.
Do the men drive in your house?
You know what,
Ryan?
That's yes, mostly, but that's not always true. I'm picturing a time when I went through a drive-thru like Starbucks or something, and I wasn't getting anything. And instead of asking her, "What do you want?" Yep, I just go, "You," and she does it.
Does she ever whisper to you? Which, by the way, the drive-thru people can hear.
Yes.
Does she ever whisper and you just say whatever she says, like Ron Burgundy into the drive-thru?
Yep.
When you're ordering a fufu latte or something like that, do you feel like less of a man?
Yep. That's why I say, this is for my wife!
Yeah. You say it with like great disdain, so they know this is not for me.
It's not me.
With your painted fingernails?
No. If you ever have to go to the store, this is probably another question, but to get something for your wife that's, you know...
Tampons?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have to do that?
Wait, don't scoop my question yet, but that could be the next one.
Okay.
Trisha, who orders in your car at the drive-thru?
Usually the driver, but if one of us does it more, it's me.
There aren't times where you're sitting in the driver's seat and Mr. Trisha is leaning over like, I'll take it.
No. Even at restaurants, if one of us is going to do the ordering for the other person, it's me.
That was going to be a follow-up question if it's different at a restaurant table. Ethan, what about you guys?
Yeah, most of the time, it's driver. The only time that would get overridden would be if the order of the person in the passenger seat or the back seat, the order is too complex to where I'm like, you know what? I don't want to handle it. I'm going to give it off to you because I don't want to screw it up or sound stupid.
My brain can't handle no onions.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said my brain can't handle no onions.
Too much.
Cross the line. For us, if the whole family is there, Jared has a better handle on who eats what at what restaurants or whatever. So I really let him. But I don't ever drive if Jared's in the car. I have no interest in driving if I don't have to. So... in our house, the man drives, and he would not enjoy riding shotgun while I'm driving.
I don't usually like
he
it.
He would feel, and if he were here, he'd probably admit to feeling a little emasculated by being driven around by his wife, which is never been a problem because I'm like, chauffeur me around, man. I appreciate it. I like that he likes to do that. And at restaurants, I often let him order. He doesn't necessarily pick things for me, but he'll order for the table. Tampons?
I don't order those. I'll order like a bloomin' onion.
I don't know if that's going to work.
It's real greasy.
It does expand.
That's when I go into Walmart. I'm like, you guys get any of those, bloomin' onions?
And they're like, yeah, right here.
The big ones?
I had a brilliant idea for feminine products. Campaign and marketing and product, like everything. If you're out there in your Tampax, what you need to do is you need to have a marketing campaign, and I would center it around Super Bowl, where you create white boxes that have like a blue circle on it. And the whole campaign is women asking their men to go pick up their tampons. And you're like, you look at your man and you're like, white box, blue circle, go get it. And you send the man in there. And then, of course, you have an instance where, because you want the box to be discreet so men feel comfortable doing an incredibly nice and generous thing for their female in their life.
Least amount of time as possible.
Yes. But that you, but you're not walking around with a box that has tampons written all over it. It's super discreet. But you make something like super simple, super basic, so that men can go get the thing and not have to look at all the options and try to figure out, like, well, I'm not going to get in the details of the options, but red square.
That's fine, but then you can't advertise it. Because then once you advertise it, everybody knows what it is.
Well, the point is to sell products, not to make men feel good. Because I think a man should be able to walk into a store and buy a pack of tampons and walk to the counter and be okay with people knowing that this is 95% positive for this man's wife.
That's why I voted for Tim Walz.
It's a little 5% question in there.
Do you ever send your husband?
He'll buy him for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll buy him for the house.
Is there an age, Ryan, this probably isn't applicable to you, Ethan, but is there an age where it got less weird for you?
Yeah.
After you've had kids, it's got to be less weird.
Yeah. There comes a point where you're just like, I just don't care anymore. Although even when I check out, if it's a self-checkout, it's no big deal. But if there's somebody checking you out, I still feel like...
You mean like cashier?
Yeah. Cashier.
Or like hot chick.
Checking you out. Still got to be like, I don't use these.
Wife was busy, just thought I'd be a good husband.
What a weird thing to say. Ethan, are you...
Anatomically speaking.
Comfortable picking those up for the lady at Russell's advice to Joe? Carry that box, no strings attached. What do you think, Ethan?
I have never had to, but I
imagine... You've never done it?
Mm-mm.
Really?
You have sisters? It's never been a...
I have never once, I think, had to go and pick them up.
Trisha, will Mr. Trisha do it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll do it now.
If you tell him you need X, Y, and Z, does he know which thing to get for you?
Yeah, I don't even think... I think the last time he went, I don't even think he asked. I think he was just like, yeah, I got it. It's fine.
Yeah. Like
white box, blue circle.
That's what I'm saying for like the newbies like you, Ethan. Would you, if Ethan, if she said to you, hey, I need you to pick some tampons up on the way home from work.
I'd probably giggle.
The whole time you're walking around.
No, just at like first request.
Would you say yes?
Yeah, of course I'd say yes. And then she'd probably get a call when I got there asking, where the hell am I supposed to go?
And you would just take her guidance? And then what would you, like, how would you transport the tampon box from the shelf?
Probably
to
shove
the
them
cashier
in my pants.
That's probably going to look like you're stealing them.
Why would you do that? The boxes are not small. You'd see it.
Okay, fine. Alternate answer.
You I pass would another yell, guy
these are for my wife!
Big box of tampons in his pants.
You just put them in your pants and yell that.
Would you feel compelled to hide them, Ethan? Honestly?
He said he would for sure.
Would you really feel compelled to hide it?
I don't think so.
Would you buy like six other things to cover it up?
I'm pretty secure in my masculinity to where I would not be worried about what strangers at the store thought of me carrying a box of tampons. Maybe, though, maybe I carried in my left hand. That's where my ring is. So people know. People, they see the tampon, they see the ring. It's for the wife.
Joe says on YouTube Live, the best part of picking up tampons from the store is the second item you decide to buy at checkout.
Yeah.
You're not putting enough there by itself.
That's true.
Just like the king-size Snickers.
King-size Snickers and some swimming trunks. You're like, this was a successful trip. I don't know.
Why do you get those from the checkout area?
That's not an impulse buy. I'm just saying. You're trying to round it out.
Dash says,
you're like, I'm picking up several things for several people.
Leave her on speakerphone while picking them out. You'd be like, okay, we're going to the checkout. Talk loud.
Talk loud to the cashier.
Give me the supers.
Honey, tell him you need your tampons.
Deluxe version. I need the big ones. Maybe. You said this was going to be a good segment.
No, I didn't.
You said it might
be. Oh, yeah,
be.
I did.
You did.
Over and over, I said it might.
All right. More X's and Y's when we come back, plus the results of the YouTube poll. Should the Senate pass the SAVE Act? We'll be right back. Don't go away. Oh, baby. All right, a minor continuation from X's and Y's, a follow-up from Mr. Fry, who's listening because he had to get the second half of his day to spend with the flu patient at home. And Mr. Fry messaged me. He says, "You have no interest in driving. Just telling me how to drive or making sure I do it correctly."
That's real.
Oh, slam.
That is real.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the question. Ladies, do you side seat drive? If you're driving Trisha, does he side seat drive? And men, I want to know about your relationships too. Which one are you? Are you a good side seat driver or a bad side? I'm a terrible side seat driver.
I side seat drive in a bad way. It's real annoying, but he does not. What but he lets me drive.
So he's chill when you drive?
Yes.
And how much does he drive when you're both in the car?
Most of the time, but not all the time. I'll do it.
But you're a bad side seat driver.
Yeah, terrible.
How does that manifest itself?
You pointed this out a while back. It's that we're not paying attention like they are while they're driving. And then we look up and we're like, ah, and I
so
do that
So it'd be scary
lot.
If you were driving paying as little attention as you were riding.
Yes.
Do you do this a lot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My wife does that once in a while.
I
too.
Do that. They're stopping. They're stopping. They're stopping. You guys do that?
Yes.
It's so tough.
Do you ever ride?
Well, I mean,
when your wife is driving?
Yeah, I mean, once in a while, if she's picking me up from somewhere and she's already driving, I'll just jump in the front
seat.
Is that
very rare?
That's about it. Yeah, if we're ever getting in the car together, I'm always driving.
Is it a known annoyance how she side-seat drives you? Is this a kind of a recurring conversation with some frequency
in
your relationship?
Well, the thing you just mentioned, Trisha, I think is universal. Because every wife, every girlfriend does that. And it's always that way. So I don't think that's not a conversation we have that I think we have to have with each other. It's like, yes, you're a girl. I'm the guy. You do that.
So you think that she does that because she's a woman?
Yeah, I think that's what girls do when they sit in the passenger seat.
Panic?
He might not be wrong. My husband doesn't do it.
See? And then the only thing that I think is particular to her and I is
she and I. I'm side seat driving right now.
It's a girl thing.
Sorry. That's from my dad, though. That's it.
She is a very impatient driver. So she is always thinking, well, why aren't you going faster? And she doesn't want to say it.
She wants more.
But she wants you to go faster.
Trish
she wants
and
you
I
to
are
get
like,
there.
Put on the brakes. And she's like, step on the gas.
Yeah, she is.
She's I kind of like, do both. I'm kind of like, why are we going so slow? Also, you better stop right now.
Ethan, is it an issue?
Yeah, but it feels like it's only an issue when I'm like in a bad mood. Because then I'm like, I got it. Otherwise, it's like whatever. Yeah, when I'm in a bad mood.
With words?
Yes.
How do you clap back, Ryan? Do you ever?
In the car?
Jared won't backhand. Ever say anything. It's like... The big puffy cheek exhale.
We got smart man.
Poll results. Ethan, you want to hit us with those real quick?
261 votes. 98% of people believe that the Senate should pass the SAVE Act.
Well, save it. Get on it, Senate. Keep it right here. Mark Reardon, next. 'Cause I-